USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Despite the promise not to involve U.S. troops in the war between Russia and Ukraine, a miscalculation from either side could risk dragging NATO into the conflict. Russia launched several missiles at a base in western Ukraine over the weekend that landed roughly 10 miles from the Poland border, killing 36 people and wounding 134 others. The fear of escalation in the conflict has been at the center of the Biden administration's response in recent days. The Pentagon last week denied a request from Poland to transfer MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine's armed forces. The first American killed in the Russian invasion is journalist Brent Renaud. He was killed by Russian forces in the Ukrainian city of Irpin. Another American journalist was wounded. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are officially husband and wife. On March 12th, the high school sweethearts announced they had tied the knot in Maui, Hawaii. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
The Middle Eastern country of Saudi Arabia on Saturday executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. It's the largest known mass execution carried out in the kingdom in its modern history. Those executed included 73 Saudis, 7 Yemenis, and 1 Syrian. President Obama is under the weather for the next few days.
Former President Barack Obama has tested positive for COVID-19. Obama tweeted that he's feeling fine other than a scratchy throat and reminded people to get vaccinated even as the number of cases in the U.S. goes down. Former First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative, he said. The country's death toll now stands at over 965,000 lives lost. The U.S. national case total has also surpassed 79.4 million confirmed cases, according to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As Russia is a key negotiator for the United States-Iran nuclear deal, Moscow put in a stipulation on the agreement last week that halted discussions. Russia wants the United States not to interfere with its trade with Iran as part of the nuclear deal. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax that this could allow for Russia to cut a deal with Iran to use the country to sell Russian oil back to the United States.
They are saying there is no indication from any source that Biden administration would try to get oil from Venezuela, for example, or Iran. Well, first of all, if they would actually read that bill and not just read the title, Democrats, I concede this, Democrats are so much better than Republicans when it comes to putting fake names, names that are exactly the opposite of what a bill does, on a bill. So they say it's suspending oil from Russia, that Iran has been, and even some Democrat news, they actually got this right. Iran is using Russia to negotiate for them in their Iranian nuclear deal.
The trial of 4 men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer that was scheduled to resume Monday has been postponed as a participant tested positive for COVID-19. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.